The NCAA, for decades, has banned college athletes from profiting off their play. That is about to change because today the organization's Board of Governors voted unanimously to allow student athletes to benefit from some endorsement deals. For more on this surprise reversal, NPR's Colin Dwyer joins me. Hey, Colin.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So what exactly is happening here?
Well, as you mentioned, the NCAA's governing board emerged from its regular meeting today with a pretty big announcement in hand. They were saying that they are going to permit college athletes to make money off the use of their name or likeness. And it should be noted that this does not mean that athletes are going to be put on a college payroll or something like that. But the NCAA is opening the door to some athletes to sign some endorsement deals outside of their institutions and generally profit from their fame on the playing field. For now, they're leaving those details to the folks running the NCAA's three major divisions. The Board of Governors is directing them to consider changing their policies, what they're describing as a modernization, without actually specifying precisely what those changes ought to be. So things are still pretty hazy, and there are still a lot of questions yet to be answered about what this looks like, including what kind of timeline we're talking about for its implementation. But what is clear is that this is a pretty major reversal and, because of that, a landmark move for the NCAA.
Huh. When you say landmark, why? Just because the NCAA had opposed this for so long?
Yeah, and opposed it so adamantly as well. As a month ago, the NCAA Board of Governors, remember, that's the exact same group that came out with its announcement today, they came out with a statement last month saying that allowing these kinds of payments to college athletes would actually gravely undermine the idea of a fair playing field.
Hmm.
And also in another very basic sense, it's just about money. The NCAA makes revenues on the order of more than $1 billion a year. That's a lot of money, and it's also just the tip of the iceberg. The schools are making money off these events, the TV networks are, so are coaches and administrators. Now, the NCAA has long said that that money trickles down to athletes in the form of scholarships and other educational opportunities, but critics also have answered that assertion by just saying that it's just not enough.
So why are they doing this now, Colin?
Well, you can kind of trace it back to California. Last month, the state lawmakers there passed a law effectively doing just this, enabling student athletes in the state to get endorsement deals and to also sign their own agents. And they also, it should be noted, did so again over the NCAA's vehement objections. But other states also took note. Lawmakers in states such as Illinois, New York, and Florida have introduced similar measures to California. And that's kind of leading to the NCAA's nightmare scenario here. The idea that there could be this kind of patchwork of laws in different states that officials would have to navigate differently, and that there would also be this kind of competitive imbalance between schools and states where compensation is allowed versus those where it isn't. So in a way, their hand was kind of forced here. And if you couple that with a kind of rising tide of criticism from professional athletes like LeBron James and others, there was kind of a critical mass of people pushing for this. And so in that sense, the decision kind of became pretty easy for the NCAA.
And real quick, how's this going to play with college athletes?
I imagine that they're going to like it quite a bit.
Hard to turn down a little paycheck there. NPR's Colin Dwyer. Thanks.
Thank you.